Hello, guys, and welcome to episode 2 of You Whatcast. That's You Whatcast on all socials if you want to give us a follow and likes where you can. Also on YouTube, too. I am your co-host, Jake Callanan, jake.callanan on Instagram. And my co-host, Ollie May. That's Ollie_VenturesMetal on Instagram. And in the corner over there, we've got Richard on tech support and also various joinery. As always, that's OJ Roach on Instagram if you want to give him a follow. Welcome back to You What Podcast, episode 2. We're just talking shit, having a laugh, getting things rolling, getting warmed into it. Special guests coming soon, and just trying to be that warm living room that you want to sit in and hang out, you know?
Yeah, just before bed, you know?
Yeah, like a nice little... Everyone likes to sit in the living room sometimes.
Yeah, man, have a cup of tea.
Have a cup of tea.
Get a toast.
Yeah.
Pre-bed toast.
Maybe light a jazz cigarette.
Do you have pre-bed... Have you ever had pre-bed toast?
Pre-bread toast.
Pre-bed toast.
Free bed toast. Which is it?
Like wheat. Bread wheat. And bed.
Flour. Flour is pre-bread toast because it's not even bread.
Nah.
It's on its way.
Having pre-bed toast.
Pre-bed.
Having toast before bed.
Not since I was a child.
I think by the law of random chance, yeah. But I don't think
bit of Marmite like... on it for the zinc, you know?
I have Marmite on toast a lot.
Oh, mate. It's
the king of kings.
It is fucking so good on
Marmite
on
and butter.
Everything. Yeah, man. Do you know what? I like putting Marmite in barbecue sauce.
What?
Yeah, man. Mix Marmite into barbecue sauce. Wow. I put it on ribs.
Never tried it.
Yeah, man. I put Marmite in loads of
shit.
Oh,
if you were doing it for like, if I was cooking with it, so if I was like putting it on some like ribs and then cooking them.
Yeah.
As part of making my own like rub.
Yeah.
Or like my own glaze, sorry. That would be fine. But I wouldn't put Marmite in barbecue sauce and then we'll just mix it in and then dip stuff into it straight up. I don't think I can handle that.
No.
Maybe I should, but it doesn't feel right.
Put Marmite in chili con carne as well.
I put a small half teaspoon of Marmite in my bolognese sometime or my chili just to give it a bit of umami kick.
That and motherfucking Maggie's, mate. Maggie's liquid seasoning. It's the cheat code to all food, mate. It makes every food taste better. The cheat code to everything.
Liquid seasoning, I've had that. Like a mini stock.
It's in a sick little, it's in a sick little bottle. And you just, two dabs in a soup, in your bowl of soup. And it just transforms it.
Can't say I've tried that.
Yeah. I throw it on my wedges. I throw it on everything, mate. I throw it on fucking everything.
Nice.
Throw it on my pizza. I don't give a fuck. I'm ruthless with it.
I'm looking for a new sauce. I might just end up getting a hot sauce, though, because I really love hot sauce.
I've when it's done right. Into hot stuff.
The Frankie hot stuff.
Bro, I had the
it's too sour for me that.
I had that fucking what was it called?
The Frankie's Boy. Burger.
It was not as spicy as I thought it was at all.
Where from?
It was not hot.
From McDonald's.
It still wasn't spicy.
Franks?
Yeah. It was underwhelming for me. It was too small and I preferred the
it's
fucking
way
steakhouse
better than the hot,
stack.
The hot burgers at McDonald's are offer currently. That was way, way better.
Frankie's hot sauce one. It tastes better as a chicken burger from McDonald's. But the smokehouse stack, mate, way better.
I feel like
peppercorn sauce.
The chipotle, the smoked chipotle, how do you say it? Cholula hot sauce? With the wooden ball at the top. Fucking banging. But the main one's a little bit vinegary for me. It's very like buffalo, you know, you add the butter and the vinegar and make it dead tart. I prefer like the smoky chipotle one because it's like just a bit more barbecue-y and a bit like it's got a real nice smoky flavour. But you go through it so quick, like you use a bit of it and like, it's like half empty. You're like, what? But it's good. It's good.
I've not fucked with hot sauce yet properly.
It's good, man. There's some good ones out there, you know?
I like
too many out there, I find.
Peronese is peng.
There's a lot. My favourite sauce of all time, but I think it got discontinued. It was Heinz. Heinz did a firecracker sauce, which was like a slightly red barbecue sauce that was spicy and not too barbecue-y. And it was so good. And I used to buy it and use it really quick and use it on everything. And they just, you can't get it anywhere now. It was part of like a range where they had like Heinz on like the number and they had loads of different sauces. And they just fucking fucked it off. I miss that sauce. Really badly.
They used to have that black mayo.
Black mayo.
But for Halloween, they used to have black mayo. Yeah, black garlic mayo.
Mad. I've seen things have like
Heinz.
Pull that up. Pull black mayo.
Heinz black garlic mayo.
Oh yeah.
For Halloween, bro.
I've seen like coloured stuff for themes, like you know, purple ketchup and black burger buns and
Tastes well good.
It's a rapper with 16 million streams called Black Mayo.
Is it?
Yeah, right there. Sorry, 17 million. Did I say 17 million?
Shout out Black Mayo.
Yeah, shout out Black Mayo, the rapper.
Well played.
We found you under random pretenses, but...
We're assuming you're
a rapper. Oh, yeah, shit. They had to assume he was a rapper because he's... I mean, he looks like a rapper in the picture. The picture that comes with it, for anyone that can't see, he's wearing a chain and like he... Oh, I thought he had a tattoo on his forehead, but I think it's just the shadow of his hair. I'm not sure. He could just be like a more any type of musician, really. But, yeah. I've never tried the black mayonnaise for Halloween, though, that we're looking at here.
It was really good shit.
Didn't not just taste like garlic mayo, but it was black. Or did they make it taste any different, do you think?
Nah, it just garlic mayo. It was a straight up garlic mayo. I don't know, mate. I think they were just doing.
Oh, one's. About. I think it's Halloween. Yeah, one's a pumpkin and one's a vampire and one's a skeleton. It took me a second to notice the mouths are different.
Oh.
It's just like a.
I didn't fucking see
Halloween
that.
Halloween theme.
Fair play to them. But yeah, no, it was scarily good. It was, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Made my chips look weird.
Made your chips look weird.
Yeah, man. Made my chips look weird. Made my chicken look weird. Made everything look weird.
Yeah.
I imagine.
It still tasted
it's
so good.
Mayo, it's just like not.
It's a bit disarming.
Yeah, like imagine making, you know, when you have like tuna pasta salad, imagine making it with that. It looked like, like an oil spill had gone into it or something.
Yeah, my workmate always says you eat with your eyes, isn't it?
Yeah, so, and somewhat like, so, yeah.
Yeah, when you see black stuff on something, you kind of just go, nah.
Yeah.
Unless it's like licorice, because you expect it.
I still say
no. I love licorice. Do you know what really annoyed me, right? Fox, do you know the Fox's Glacier Mints, right? They used to make licorice ones.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they were...
Polar Bear.
So good. And I don't know where they've gone. They've disappeared. And I want them fucking back.
I like soft licorice, though. Like it was like Panda Bars. Do you ever have them? They're super, like...
Panda Bars.
They were sold in a health food shop my mum worked in, but I'm sure I've seen them elsewhere. Like a little bar, and you bite into it, and it's like brown and black, and it's like soft. And it tastes kind of licorice-y. The strawberry-flavoured one. They're good, man. Panda Bars.
Never heard of them.
Pull up Panda Bars.
Pull them up.
Pull up the pen.
Only because like I haven't. It's super nostalgic for me to see it. I haven't seen it for a long time.
Frey Bentos needs to bring back mushroom and chicken fucking pies as well. Sort that out. Fucking best flavor, and they got rid of
bar,
it.
Bars. Yeah, them.
Oh so, shit.
Go back one. Like that one. Yeah, see the ones that are like thinner down, glowing down a bit. That pink one. That for example, it's like licorice. It's soft, natural colors and flavors, and it's got raspberry in it.
That's
apparently
so
it's vegan, I didn't know that. I just thought it was there. Well, I suppose it's licorice, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, they were good, man.
That shape looks familiar.
They were just like really nice because they weren't too much licorice, just a bit. Just a bit.
Crazy bit of business.
But yeah, that all came from a pre-bedtime toast, I believe. I tend to have more toast in the morning, to be honest.
It is a breakfast.
Lunch.
I'm a bit of a Brinner guy, mate. I have breakfast all day, every day, whenever.
Yeah.
I'll make myself a fucking full fucking.
I feel like with smoking night. Weed as well, like cereal can become a nighttime thing really easily because when you're high, it's like.
I don't eat cereal.
I don't much anymore. I don't really eat cereal anymore because I don't have a lot of like dairy milk in the house that often. I don't mind almond milk and other stuff, but when I
still drink milk though. I get a pint of milk every now and again and just chug it.
I mean, yeah.
Chocolate milk.
It's good for you, mate.
Yeah, chocolate milk's good.
Good for your bones, bro. I have yogurt.
I don't think excess dairy really agrees with me, though. Like, too much of it.
Oh,
I eat a lot of cheese as it is, so.
Mm.
Obviously, I'd rather eat more cheese than drink milk, but I don't know. But yeah, so that was food. And
that's the food segment.
That's the food segment.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, episode 2. It's good to be back.
Back on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your day been so far? All right. Day off work.
I woke up. Forgot it was shit service. Still. Took me ages to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Does my fucking head.
That's just buses for you though.
You know. Trams.
Just the whole thing, man. You know what I mean? Then Ubers are too expensive, and that's where we are. So. Yeah.
We're
improve, please.
Living in a crisis of living.
Yeah.
Although, New financial week. We lose, like, there's a percentage of national insurance that we get back.
Oh, yeah, because the end of the tax year has ended last week.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So we get a little bit more money in our pocket.
I'll believe it when I see it, but yeah. Yeah, true.
What have you been up to today?
Much massively. Planning to go up soon and get this thing out of my attic, because that's still pecking my head a bit. But, yeah. Just been chilling, really.
Any more developments on that?
No, not yet.
Found out what it is.
It's going to be very, very, very soon. Within a few days, it's getting sorted out because it's gone on too long. And like I said earlier to you guys, the council will fix it. Well, they'll come in for a fee. They'll come and deal with it in some way. I'm not sure how humane that'll be. Fingers crossed. But I think they charge you more for the first call out to identify the problem. So if you can give them some kind of what the problem is, I think it'll save a little bit of money. So I'm going to have to get back up there and crack the case.
And then the Ghostbusters turn up.
Exactly. For anyone who is not aware about the thing in my attic, we covered it in episode one a little bit. So if you feel free to jump back to that, they'll all be in the same place. But yeah, there's something in my attic. It's a short version. And we're going to figure out what it is and hopefully get it down safely. But if not, burn the house down, move on. Change my name. Yeah, just get as far away from it as possible. If it's a bug, that's actually going to happen, because the noises I've heard, if that's a bug, we're all fucked.
Like a giant cockroach.
I struggle to kill a normal cockroach, if I'm honest. But I'm going to sneeze.
I've never seen one.
Excuse me. What? Cockroaches?
You've never seen a cockroach?
In person?
No.
I've seen one. But not in, like, when I was in Australia,
seriously?
Actually.
I've never seen with my own eyes. I've seen woodlouse and shit. I've never seen a cockroach. Like, I've seen cockroaches in captivity. I've never seen one just, like, getting about. I've seen mice and rats and shit. Well, that, yeah, I've not seen one getting about.
Have you ever
seen
a cockroach?
In a...
Richard's nickname is Roach.
Nice.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Just asking if he's ever seen a cock, really. Yeah. He said no, which means not even his own. Not without a microscope. anyway. I saw one in Australia. Apparently they're just really hard to kill. Like, you caught them in half or someone around for a while, probably still die.
Yeah, apparently they'll
outlive
us in an apocalypse.
Yeah. We can survive nuclear fallout. They don't seem to get killed by radiation, which is mad.
That's before Bethesda said it.
Yeah. It's back when. Yeah. So a big one.
Rad roaches,
man. A big one would literally defeat me, because what am I going to do? Cut his head off. I need like a sword. Or a big axe, and it'd still get about with its head off. I don't know. Just feels. I hope it's not a cockroach. Or a person, but I've kind of figured that one out with the video footage that you can see in episode one. I filmed up there, and we saw a set of eyes, obviously, but we didn't see any people. So, don't think it's a dude or a lady.
You should have entered VATS mode, mate.
A friend of mine suggested
that. Targeted it. You could have got a split second, mate. Yeah.
A friend of mine actually said that, imagine it was like the Bart Simpson situation. I think it's Hugo, he's in the Treehouse of Horror, when Bart Simpson has his like twin that he doesn't know about, and they keep him in the attic. And then one day he goes up there and he's like, it's like Bart, but he's like, he's just.
You might have a twin in the attic.
I'd be mad if I went up there and it was just like me, my age now, but with like loads of facial hair because it's like grown out.
Toenails
just like,
off.
missing teeth and shit. And he's like hissing at me and like, that'd be crazy.
Give me more weed butts.
Yeah. But enough about my attic anyway. So today we were going to pose the question. Yeah. If you woke up on a desert island, what item would you wish you had with you? And also, why did you end up there in the first place? If you had to hazard a guess.
Do you know, since we pondered that question like a bit ago, I've not even like thought of anything at all.
I like to go into these things fresh, just like my brain.
I thought I would.
My
as
brain
well.
Goes somewhere. Do you want to go first? Or do you want to have a little time to think? Do you feel like you need to? Because I can go. I don't even know.
Rope.
Rope is a good one. Just think you can hang yourself if it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And
Lassoing coconuts off trees.
True. Or you could like Because if you shake a tree to get coconuts out and they fall on your head, it could kill you. So if you lasso the tree and stand far back, you can shake the tree, but you're not underneath it when you're shaking it. Or maybe even throw it up and tighten it so you can shake it higher up and get it even more supple. That's actually good. Rope would be good.
Yeah.
You have to keep it dry, though, because if it gets wet, it's going to start to fray away. Yeah, you can lash together the wood, make a raft. Yeah. That'd be cool. And why do you think you would have ended up there? Like, you woke up there, you've been drugged, so you don't know how you got there, as in via delivery of you to the island, but you might know the reason why.
Alien abduction,
there. Alien abduction.
Alien abduction.
Yeah, because you look like the kind of guy who they wouldn't believe if he got abducted.
Yeah.
Like, you're in, like, the police station.
Does
like,
anyone look
I'd
like
be no, so sarcastic.
No, sorry, I'll rephrase that. You look like the guy who's known for no one believing of an alien abduction. Like, you're like that guy in the, who's like, they've been in my farm, man, they took me. Like, you're coming in with, like, your mullet, and you're like, aliens took me, bro. And they're like, oh, yeah, this guy again.
I just rock up naked into a police station.
Yeah, with a probe in
your
bum.
Yeah. Alien, man. I was up there.
Yeah.
I was seeing shit.
But it feels like a good one, because then you get back and you tell everyone, you'd write a book, let's say, and it'd do really well, but no one would believe that it was true.
Yeah,
it'd be like,
I'd be really sarcastic with those aliens as well. They'd be like,
yeah,
what's the customs of your planet? And I'd be like, well, wouldn't you like to know, mate?
So they plan on like probing you, but in the end they just throw you out.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just do the reds. I'll wind them up purposely. Like, what's your favorite beer or something? And I'd be like, couldn't tell you, mate. Like that. Be passive aggressively stupid.
Yeah. That'd work. They definitely not want to keep you.
Yeah.
Just be yourself, man.
Yeah. What's your name?
They'll kick you out in no time.
What's your name? Never got one. No, I've never got given one.
Yeah.
Weren't allowed one. It's just boy.
Yeah, I could. if I was
boy,
an alien,
get
mate,
this.
I could put up with about 5 minutes of that shit, and I'd be like, right, kick this guy out. Should we take him home? Nah, not taking him home. Yeah. That's another half an hour. That island there looks good. Just whack him on that. We're not going back.
While I'm in there and everything.
They've got a couch.
Layla champ.
Yeah. See you, chump.
don't even let them throw me out. I just jump out on my own.
That's joke.
Don't even give them the satisfaction, mate.
I don't even know what I'd bring, because obviously rope's a real good one. And like, I don't know, because if you say like an inflatable raft, it's like, well, yeah, obviously, because that's a good thing to have.
Yeah, but what, you're in the middle of fucking nowhere, buttfuck nowhere. You could be floating forever.
It sounds like I'm cheating by saying this, but maybe like I saw a Swiss Army knife that had a lighter in it, and it's like, it was a bit of a chonky looking thing, but it, like, I'd be able to whittle stuff, and like, I'd use a lighter for fires, but just use it really rarely, because I could probably start a fire if you gave me long enough, but fuck that first fire scene in Castaway when he's doing it for ages and ages.
Yeah.
It takes him like literally like an hour, and his hands are all chapped, and he keeps fucking splitting the wood that he's doing the stick on and all that. That would break me a bit. So I think if I had a lighter and just like every time I get the fire set up and get a bit of like kindling, whatever, light it once and keep saving the gas and just using it really rarely, and then use a penknife to like make. You can make rope if you lash off bark and then you twist it and weave it together.
You're taking two things here.
No, it's one tool. It's one tool. It's a Swiss Army knife that also has a lighter attached to it. I don't mean with sellotape. I mean it's part of it. I think it's real.
Take a taser.
I believe it's real. Oh, there he goes. He's searching Swiss Army knife.
With a lighter. Like.
Army knife with lighter. So there you go. Look at that picture there.
Nah.
Oh, no, that don't count. Because that's just a lighter that looks like a Swiss Army knife. There's no actual... That second one might be true. Yeah, that. That's what I'd take. The Swiss Army knife with built-in lighter. That's what it's called. Yeah. Is it real, though?
Oh, no fucking
Oh,
way.
No, the only thing that was ever missing. Yeah, but that's for custom. Yeah, it's a custom product, but I'd just buy that and then take that with me, I think.
USB rechargeable.
Well, that's going to help me on an island, isn't it? I'll just plug it into a tree. Good job, this thing's chargeable. Yeah, and then I think the reason I'd be there...
Same as if you'd run out of gas.
Did you say earlier, yeah, do you know sorry. Earlier when you said specifically, like, what's the one thing you had on a secret island, like on an island if you just woke up on one?
Yeah.
Did you say that? Like, those exact words?
Like, if you had an item with you, if you could bring an item with you, what would you bring? Well, what are you going to say?
No, I thought you said like if you had that you wish you had something.
What would you have?
Yeah, just the ability to fly.
The ability to fly. Yeah. You can't bring the ability to fly with you.
Teleport, mate.
A jet pack. I suppose, yeah. Or one of those suits they have in Dubai with the wings on it and the little jet thrusters, and they just.
You wouldn't get far with one of them, mate.
I think they fly for a while, but I don't think, yeah, not enough to get back if it's completely deserted, like really far away and just in the middle of nowhere. Remote. Yeah.
You'd get one swift bit of wind.
Yeah, I suppose they've got jets under the wings. They just like fly. When you go to Dubai, you can see like 737s flying in, and then like next to it, some guy with a pack on, like, where are you at, guys? They're pretty expensive, though. I don't think anyone can fly them.
Like, that's not real.
Yeah. So it's like
that's not real. Dubai. There's no way. There's
what you're talking yeah, about Dubai. Is real, but not next to planes.
Yeah, it is. Like, no, but
they're not waving at passengers,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Search the plane is probably coming to land. So it's not 32,000, but search Dubai wingsuit and see if you can find out what it's called first.
Oh shit! You mean the fucking jet powered wingsuit?
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
That's not it. That guy there, like in the orange with the down that, and the one on the right, he's got his arms open.
Yeah.
I've seen a video of one of them flying. They're not flying by anyone. They're clearly by a company that's allowed to do it. They're flying next to a normal plane, not the one you can see in that picture there. Everyone, a normal commercial plane. And he's like, I think he waves, or maybe he just lets on to them.
Mad guy.
Because it's weird, it's not like a. It's that, what's that called? It is called a flying jet suit, yeah. It's a bit of a broad term, isn't it?
Like jet man, take off. Get low, go down. Jet man, take off, where was it?
Jet man, take off.
I want to see it.
Yeah, this is the guy. Well, it might not be the same dude, but.
I bet his feet are cooking, mate.
Yeah, he's like flying next to a plane in one clip I've seen.
Bro, his feet must be on fire. Surely.
Maybe.
What a mad guy.
Maybe it's just the way it's positioned.
I reckon he grew up going, I'm going to fly one day. This is the boy.
How do you get into that job?
This is the boy that met his dream.
The bloy who met his dream.
The bloy.
The bloy.
The bloy.
The bloy. Yeah.
Cinnabit.
And there's a plane like coming into land. Not coming to land. It's just like clearly not as high as it should be because it's probably going to land. And he's flying next to it. But it was a promotional video. It was real, but it wasn't like filmed from his wing. It was like filmed of him. That'd be so sick.
Oh, mate.
All right, maybe it is real.
Yeah, and yeah. Because the plane I saw was commercial. It might not have been had anybody in it, but it was a. Oh wait, that might be it. So it wasn't. It wasn't those planes. It was like
that's not
a big Boeing 737 plane. But yeah, that's the. That's what I'd take to the island. One of them. Be out of there, mate.
Yeah, one of them.
So all you'd have to do is fly up really high, not too high, but quite high. And then look in every direction for a ship and then fly in that direction, just try and get anywhere near that ship. And if they see you, you've saved. They're not going to go fuck off.
Imagine when these get added to warfare.
Battlefield 2042, mate. Bro. I'm fucked.
Yeah. It would be fucking mad.
It would. It really, really would.
Just be dudes with going while they're just. Might even have guns attached to like
Gatling. To the wings, just like
just Gatling guns, and they go.
That'd be fucking cool. Well, hopefully we don't need.
We're
to
not far off before. Fucking mech suits, mate.
Yeah,
we're not fucking far off.
No, I know. And a lot of like automated stuff now as well.
Yeah,
autonomous drones and pretty crazy that. Yeah. But
imagine.
So yeah, that's The reason that I was there is a good question. I feel like remote desert island is like, I've done something really bad and I'm like escaping from the repercussions of it. That's probably how I'd end up there.
But you said you drugged.
Yeah, but I mean, I signed up for this thing where it's like, no, we make you disappear. And I'm like, yeah, like, you know, Milwaukee, send me wherever. And he's like, no, you're going to disappear. And then, like, they obviously, they drug me. Like, I'm going so undercover, even I don't know where I am. I mean, that's
what would
it's
you
like.
Take,
nobody Roach? Knows who you are, including you.
What would you take?
Shot. Sort of like got the one shot.
That's one shot.
Or maybe two shots if you got bullets. You gotta just go for it. But then again, if you wait to see a ship and do everything else normal castaway style, make you fire, do all that shit. He puts rocks on the beach saying help and all that. But then if you wait for the time he sees that ship, but it's just too far away, so he's waving at it, it's like on the horizon. It's a big ship. But it's just never gonna see him from where that anyone's on the island, he's not gonna know. And it slowly disappears and he gets a bit more depressed and stressed out. But if you had the flare gun, when you're seeing it, and then they're most likely going to see that because that's, you know, quite obvious. Maybe even fire it towards them a bit, like, so it's got an arc.
Them,
Imagine someone opened fires on you because they think it's like, oh, it's kicking off, isn't it? Shit, attack. Coming from that island over there, it's all shooting at you.
Yeah.
There's one guy left.
Getting off.
You're waving a flag. It's like, he's surrendering. And they like take you in as a prisoner of war. It's like, there never was a war, mate. We killed your entire platoon. I'm the only guy. I've been stuck on an island. I'm not trying to be for
the
name.
How did you get on the island, Roach?
Probably a drunken night. Oh, it went well hard.
Yeah. Kicked off with a bouncer.
Punched you so hard.
Yeah, he took you away.
Punched you so hard, you ended up on an island. I was like, hell of an uppercut, man.
Happy birthday, bro.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I feel like one day, like 100 years from now, maybe longer, there'll be a point where, like, stranded on a desert island isn't a thing anymore, either because of really good satellite coverage and, like, neural chips. Like, the whole Elon Musk thing. Like, everyone's trackable all the time in some way for an emergency in, like, 100 years. So you can't get stuck on a desert island because you just go beep and you'd be all right.
Yeah.
Or you'd be all right within a week. But then, or it could be that we just stop having remote areas. We capitalize so much stuff. Maybe the next 300 years if the Earth's still going properly. That we like, there's no such thing as desert island. Everywhere's got, there'll be some dude, one dude in like a room with a clipboard and loads of oil being pumped out of this desert island. He's like, yeah, all right, I'll call a manager and then someone will come in like a few days. Like, I feel like eventually there'll be no untouched area because we'll just keep giving birth to people, spreading
there'll be new islands,
economic
bro.
Structures, and yeah, possibly. But the sea levels are rising, so if anything, there'll be less. But yeah, the point being, like, a desert island is like an area where nobody goes, no one touches. Eventually, that's not going to be a thing at some point because we're covering more and more space and we're trying to occupy. I understand some of these islands are remote because they're just so cut off from everything, there'll be no point.
There'll be James Bond villains in every little like island.
That'd be a good result. If you get stuck on a desert island and it's a James Bond villain's lair, and like you're like, oh, I'm stuck here forever,
and he's on holiday,
and the volcano opens up, I'm like, sick. I'll just go and tell him, look, I'm not James Bond. I'm not anti you. I just ended up washed up here. Can you end up joining his crew? You're just like a henchman.
Yeah, give me a gun, bro. I'll just chill.
You want to leave, but you find out the henchman like dental package and like all the benefits they get, and like, they're a really good wage, and you're like,
plum.
Oh, 2 months of holiday, you say?
Yeah.
I'm staying.
All for the dental.
52K. Yeah.
And you'll get karate chopped by James Bond on a random day.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Lights no one ever out. Thinks about the family of henchmen.
Lights out and you're in a desert island.
Back
on another one.
He just defeats the entire evil base, but you survive, but they're all dead, so you're just stuck on a desert island still.
Yeah.
But with, like,
more stuff.
Loads of dead dudes.
A little shark-shaped submarine.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah, man.
With all the mad shit that James Bond villains have, it's like traps and
the death ray.
Yeah, you could probably use that. Like, if I had the abandoned James Bond evil villain thing, I'm the only living henchman. I'm still trapped there, and a ship goes past. I'll fire that death ray in the air around it. Like, look out for me.
Yeah,
like,
James Bond's like been and gone.
Yeah,
he's left.
He's left everyone.
He's left the death ray on its own.
Yeah,
he's like, go on then. I'll just
he's shagging some bird another island off. You know, at the end of the movie before the credits roll, he's like, we made it.
Yeah,
whereas I'm still fucking
after capture, you're just tiptoeing past them doing it. Like that.
Yeah, exactly. Just trying to get to the death ray or the submarines. Yeah. That jetpack he used earlier might have some gas in it.
Just give me Goldfinger's gun.
Give me Goldfinger. You mean the man with the golden gun?
Yeah, that's the one.
Goldfinger. Goldfinger had a gun. It just wasn't gold.
It wasn't gold.
Which is, he missed a trick there. He does love gold, yeah. But he didn't.
Fuck me.
The man with the golden gun is a man who just has a golden gun. He's not even into gold that much. He charges a million a shot.
Goldfinger.
That's Goldfinger. But yeah. I always found that weird though that his gun folded up into like a little lighter, and he'd like unfold it when he was with you, and then just kill you, and then fold it back up and leave.
I always thought it was weird that it was a one shot gun.
Yeah.
Most guns are one shot.
Mm. I think by the end of the film, I've seen it so many times, I feel like it can fire more than one shot, but I think it's because he's so good that the whole thing is that he only ever fires one shot. Like he charges a million for it, and he'll just kill them in one shot every time. That's a million. And he also charges a million a shot because he's that good, so that you'd have to pay more if you don't kill him in one, but he always does. Because at the end scene with Roger Moore, when they're in this like weird, they're in like a weird, not a fun house, but it's like loads of mirrors and you can't tell where anyone is. And it's like that little guy is in it who used to be in that show that I never watched about an island and the plane would fly over and he'd go, de plane. Because in that film, that's my boy. He goes like, you know, de plane guy. It's Adam Sandler talking about it. But that guy, what was he called? He's called Nick Knack. De plane. See that guy there? De plane.
Oh,
he plays Nick Knack in The Man with the Golden Gun. And Nick Knack is, you can see him there with Christopher Lee, the old guy still with him in the top. Oh, wait, that's The Man with the Golden Gun. No, it's not. That's the guy from the island thing. No, that's, but yeah, him, James Bond, it's at the top underneath the search bar. It says James Bond. If you click that, I think he's called Nick Knack. He's got his little bowler hat and his gun.
What a guy.
Yeah. When James Bond's fighting the man with the golden gun, he's like, there's like cutouts of him popping up and shit, and it's all really confusing. He's trying to find him, and he's like, I'll be your friend, but really I'm not.
I'll be your friend.
Look how small his fingers are, man. That tiny gun he's holding. It's crazy.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Elliot Quest.
His name's Hervé Villaché. But that's him with the man with the golden gun, the old guy. That's Christopher Lee. Saruman. Rest in peace, Christopher Lee. He was old for a long time.
He was, bro, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
When he came back from the Hobbit trilogy to play Saruman,
Christopher Lee, though, is it? That's not.
No. Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Well, if you find it, that might be a picture of the guy from the island, but it's definitely Christopher Lee plays the man with the golden gun.
Is it?
If you search the man with the golden gun. The man with the golden gun.
Da-da.
It's Christopher Lee.
Yeah, but that's not the
Maybe,
same guy.
I think it was mixing up pictures from that show where he's like, de plane. Uh-huh. And also, because that's him holding the golden gun, Christopher Lee there.
Yeah.
He did look really similar to that guy from the island thing with the same guy, with Hervé Villaché.
Hervey.
But yeah. And then there's obviously Goldfinger, who's just the guy who like loves gold, who has the laser. Nearly gets him in the balls.
Scary how old that cast is looking there, though, in those pictures.
Well,
mate.
The Man with the Golden Gun came out in the 70s, I think. I'm pretty sure it was the 70s.
Rough.
And, yeah. A lot
Christopher
74.
Lee, bro,
yeah, 1974.
Christopher Lee, man. He was a guy.
He was a mad guy. Yeah. It was a.
That thing on Lord of the Rings where he was like, no.
Oh, because he killed people.
Oh, like that. When someone gets stabbed.
He said to Peter Jackson, like, he should gasp when he gets stabbed because all the air will get knocked out of him and he shouldn't make this noise. And it's because he's actually, he fought in, like, I think he fought in some kind of conflict and he's like, kill people, like, legitimately. It's mad that he's like a Star Wars villain, a Lord of the Rings villain, like, all in one, and like a James Bond villain. Like, he's playing like all the coolest, like, well, all the staple roles of like that popular media. It's mad. He's really good as Count Dooku. It just was a bit of a tacked on prequel storyline that I think that didn't get enough credit.
No, it didn't. Bro.
He was also great in The Wicker Man, the original Wicker Man. He plays Count Summerisle. He's like the guy that owns the island where they're doing all
the
weird pagan shit.
He used to
terrify me that film as a kid because it's just so eerie.
I only watched it when I was older, so it didn't really, like...
I watched it when I was 8 years old at the Wicker Man Festival, and I came out of a tent where it was on a projector, And I didn't realize it'd get pretty, it's not violent, but it gets pretty, the content gets a lot more dark by the end. Like, it's not for kids. And then I came out of that tent like, oh, and they were burning the giant
wicker. Oh.
They were burning the giant wicker man. Because the festival, they burnt a giant wicker man. And that's what they do in the film at the end. They kill the police officer inside it and they kill him. At this festival, it obviously wasn't morbid, but they did burn a giant wicker man. So I've come out of this tent like, trying to get out, like, oh, like traumatized. And there's a giant burning wicker man, like, and I was like, oh. Yeah, I didn't realize that was like it's a really cool way to watch it now. Like, if I'd never seen it, that'd be a great way to experience it. But when you're like 8, then you're definitely out of your depth, I feel like.
Yeah.
It didn't go down well. But yeah, shout out that film though. It's got a very eerie feel. Still makes me feel uneasy now when I watch it.
It's a cult classic.
Yeah, then Nicolas Cage did the remake. He's like, the bees! The bees! My legs! Apparently a lot of those films are because of like tax write-offs. Like He like was so in debt that he was like, I'll just do anything. I'll just take whatever you throw at me and I'll just get the money out of it, get paid, pay off my debts. But he's doing better now with like Weight of Unbearable Talent.
Yeah, that was a good film.
Yeah.
And that was an excellent
Mandy's
film.
A good horror film. It's weird, but it's good.
I've not seen Mandy yet.
It's good about, yeah. It's about a guy getting revenge, I think.
Most films are, mate.
Yeah, true. I went to say more, but I didn't want to spoil it for anyone that's not seen it.
Yeah.
I remember watching it, but I can't remember how much of the general plot is revealed off the bat. I can't remember if it like slowly reveals stuff. I don't want to spoil anything further down the line. But
we don't give a fuck about spoilers.
No, not entirely. But if I'm like, oh, check this film out, and then give you a reason not just, to, but afterwards by just telling you all about it.
At any time when you listen to this, it's always spoilers.
Spoiler warning for anything you may ever possibly like.
We don't fucking care.
That could happen.
We're gonna talk about it. We'll spoil it for you.
We will.
Yeah.
Absolutely do that.
Oh. So that's a warning there now.
That's a warning from the You What Boys. Yeah, true. But yeah, going back to the island, I don't understand how when I saw the film The Island with Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson, and I was like a tween, so I was like young, but not too young, and I remember having a crush on Scarlett Johansson because she was like a grown woman, or at least a woman, and then now she's still just, she's not an old woman. And I'm now older, and she just still seems like the same kind of hot woman in media. Do you know what I mean? It's like she hasn't changed. Like, you could be young. Like, a lot of girls say they fancied Peter Pan in that Peter Pan film. Do you remember that film, Peter Pan?
Yeah.
And then now they're older, they fancy Captain Hook, because now it'd be weird fancying Peter Pan, because he's a little boy, and you grew up, and he stayed the same in the film. But, like, it's weird that I chose that movie, because Peter Pan doesn't get older in the story as well. But anyway. It just seemed really like weirdly coincidental that I chose a movie where a guy does actually in the story doesn't age, but I was just talking about how the actor will always remain the same age in the footage, and young girls fancy him when they're younger, and then they grow up and think, oh no, I fancy Captain Hook now. But for me, Scarlett Johansson has just remained like the middle-aged hot woman since I was really young, and now older. She hasn't become like a hot older lady. She still seems like she's in a eternal late 20s,
yeah,
early 30s.
True.
I'm just saying, I'm not even trying to objectify her. I'm just saying that like, it's weird that she's remained consistently the same category of hot, I guess, in media, and not change. Like you'll get like a woman who's hot when she's younger, then hot when she's older, and she just sort of seems eternal. She's 39. She must have probably been about 19, 18 in The Island then or something.
Shit.
Because The Island came out in like 2001. Can you search The Island for me?
I thought she was older,
she's
you know.
She's with Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson. They all live on an island and then they decide to escape. 2005, okay, so that was like 19 years ago? Yeah, 19 years ago. So she would have been...
Like 20, 20. 19.
But it's mad because she doesn't look 39.
No.
So it's...
Absolutely not.
She would have been 20, yeah. I think she just started acting quite young, and then to me, a 20-year-old is still quite old when I was like, say, 13 or whatever I saw. I was so when it came out. How old would I have been? I would have been 12. So when I was 12, a 20-year-old did seem like an older lady, obviously. And then I've got older now and feel like a bit old, and she's like still... not looking old. That's why it seems weird to me, because he's always been a woman of middle age my entire life, almost since I was 12. Bit like how Morgan Freeman's always been old.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman's always been old.
Always been old.
Yeah.
Like I've seen very That's rare true. Footage. Oh, so there's a footage where he like search Morgan Freeman pimp slap.
Oh, come on.
Because that's where he's
come on.
That's where he's not old.
Those are three four words. You need to see. Like...
Yeah, that's it. Superman's girlfriend. Because he's, okay. He's young there. Kind of young.
Oh, yeah, shit. Still no, he still looks old. Ooh.
Ooh!
In that shot,
he does look a bit younger, but he still looks like 40 plus. Oh. He looks like 40 plus, and how long ago was that? Like,
that was a clean backhand.
It wasn't Superman, even though they said that. I think it was just because it's Christopher Reeves, Morgan Freeman.
That was so clean.
Uploaded by T-Virus Terrence.
That was one of the cleanest backhands I've ever seen.
No one says.
No one puts a comment.
You have to search, like,
no one gives a shit.
Christopher Reeves, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, but what if
I don't think they have. Christopher Reeves' career is pretty short because of the horse accident where he's
the winner.
Became disabled.
Do you know? Like, wouldn't you want a pair of, like a dry suit, maybe, though, for the island?
Yeah, a dry suit would be good, I suppose.
It'll keep you warm.
1987 it came out. And he looked old then. He was like he was in his 40s. You can't be in your 40s in 1987, because that was, like, what, 37 years ago?
Mm.
Actually, that makes sense.
Fast black.
That makes sense, actually. How old is he now? Look at him there in that picture in the cast thing. Guy looks like Uncle Ben.
86.
He's 86.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What a guy. What a legend. Wow. I love his fucking series that he does.
Did you see him at the, was it the Euros or was it the World Cup? When he had that fake hand. He was wearing a fake hand. Search Morgan Freeman fake hand. Sorry.
All the things related to
this guy. I feel like I need proof images. He had a glove. He had this weird hand. Can you... No, go back. One time. Kind of, yeah, but it looks weirder than that. See the picture of him and that little guy? That's from the ceremony at the World Cup.
Wait, over there on the top right.
Just show that one first.
That one there on the top right.
Oh, that.
No.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. So look at his hand. That's what it was weird. Cause it looked like he had like a fake hand. It was like, yeah, see him in a bit. But it wasn't mentioned on the live broadcast, and we were all like, why has he got a fake hand? And I think it's like a weird glove cast thing.
Oh, I think he's like COVID.
He's got like, apparently he's just paralyzed in some of his body or something, but I don't really know.
Oh, shit.
And he has this like weird, he looks like an action figure because his hand doesn't look real. And he was sort of like reaching out to a guy with no legs, which kind of made it.
Look at that one there. Oh, that coral one. The one right in the middle.
Oh, with a glove. I think that's just a glove.
No, next. That one. Fuck is that?
Yeah, it's not entirely prosthetic, but it's weird. We were all like, why is it? We thought he was wearing a glove at first.
It does tell you why, on that link to the image. Yeah.
Why is it a prosthetic hand? It's a compression glove. He had a serious car accident in 2008.
Bless him.
Oh, his left hand's completely paralyzed, right?
Oh, that sucks, man.
Yeah, it's horrible. But you couldn't tell that very clearly when he did the ceremony, and I hadn't heard anything about it. So I think it was the World Cup, and it was like, why does his hand look like that? We didn't really know, because normally, especially because I think they gave him a skin-colored one, which kind of just threw off. It made his hand look odd. It didn't really look like he had a prosthetic or a compression or anything.
The more you know.
The more you know.
The more you know.
I done lost my hand in a 2008 car crash.
Oh.
Ever since I was a little boy, I've been able to use both of my hands.
And now I can.
I'd like to tell you that after the car crash, I could use both my hands, but I can't. Yeah, maybe if this was a happier story. But yeah, no, in my head as a kid, he was always God from Bruce Almighty. Like, that's kind of what I see God as. If I believed in God, I'd say Morgan Freeman's like the guy now. God, man.
Post child.
Post child for God.
I think
God's stunt double.
First time I seen him was Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, I think that was the first thing I saw him in too. Because I was like, oh, why is this film the highest rated movie of all time on IMDb? And I was like, I'll watch it. And I was like, yo, this isn't even some like pretentious, this is actually sick. Like when you're younger.
Couldn't have been the first thing you'd seen him in if you'd seen it on IMDb.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I said, yeah, because I watched. I think it was around before Bruce Almighty. I think so. But yeah, I'm pretty sure Bruce Almighty came out in 2005.
IMDb's old, bro.
Bruce Almighty came out in 2005, I guess. I could be wrong there. 2006? 2003? IMDb founding date? Because back then, I didn't actually use IMDb properly, but I knew what the top 250 was because I think someone showed it me. And I was like, oh, these are the best films ever then.
Oh.
1990.
Wow. Yeah.
Only because that's the whole, my whole introduction to Shawshank was that. And when I saw Bruce Almighty, I was like, oh, Morgan Freeman's God. But I was at that age when I was young where I wouldn't know who an actor was unless I'd seen him in something else. So, because that's how I know, because when I watched Shawshank, I was like, this guy's pretty cool. This guy talks like this. I might have seen him in something before that, but I just can't remember what else he's been in, really.
I didn't hit the World Wide Web.
Yeah. That's still like 7 years before Bruce Almighty. I wouldn't have seen it then anyway because it would have been 3 in 1996. So it would have definitely have to have been like around 2001 or 2002 when I was old enough to use a computer, but I didn't know a lot about it. Just like Googling like images like boobs and like
boobs.
Sex. And then turning the computer off by the power button because you're scared that you're guilty.
Big boob sex.
Naked women with boobs.
Yeah.
As opposed to naked women without boobs. Which...
Big boobs.
Big boobs.
Or big like... butt.
You search like penis.
Penis.
Like, shit, I'm looking at porn, but it'd just be the Google image results. It wouldn't be like actual porn.
Do you know what we used to do in my school? We used to look up, we used to go on Google images and then look up our name and then just look at the Google images and then we would crease off some of them. Some of them would
be
hilarious.
Oh, we used to do that in school, actually. Yeah, like you'd search someone and you go, ah, this is what comes up when you search you, bro.
Your name and then
this is what you get.
Do it. That's the fucking.
That's you're gonna say.
Honestly, it was some of the funniest
just
shit.
Just first names, right?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Look at Chad in the sunglasses, mate.
Ollie Faye May. Ollie May.
Yeah.
Because there's a hair studio called Ollie May Hair Studio.
That's really silly, isn't it?
That's so funny.
Oh, there he is. There he is. He's top set.
I'm the top set. I'm also there on Pinterest holding on. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm on, when you search me, three pictures of me come up.
And then Justin Bieber.
Yeah, okay. All right. What's that Pinterest
coincidence?
One? I want to know what that is.
I think not.
I know what the other ones are. Like, is that my Pinterest profile? Oh, fair. Am I holding a light?
It's just all porn.
I don't remember saying
it's all
that.
Futanari porn.
There's nothing on there, to be fair, but it's a shame. Your name's like very... It's not generic, but it's...
old man name.
check top right. Is that what that guy's called? He used to be on Balls of Steel. See that guy?
That.
You recognise him, innit, from like Channel 4 days.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Don't know.
Is his name Richard Taylor? I know who he is. Like, yeah.
Mad.
Got the same name as that guy. I think he did Balls of Steel. He's definitely on something on Channel 4 that was cheeky and like on it late at night.
Yeah. Keep going, Richard. Your one's pretty good so far.
It's just a lot of old men.
It's a lot of old guys. Yeah.
You got some nonces on yours as well. Definitely. The kid.
It's mad that I come up three times and you Google me. Feels like a violation of my privacy.
Madness.
I suppose if you can spell my second
crazy
name,
bit
you
of
deserve
business.
To find me.
You got a proper old-timey one as well. What did he find? What did he do? Was he a cowboy?
Who?
Richard Taylor, the cowboy.
Cowboy.
The fucking old picture.
With the big mustache?
Yeah, the old bloke.
Third on the left row. Oh yeah, that, yeah. Who do you call Richard Taylor? Could be related to you. Lieutenant General Richard Taylor, Civil War Confederate. Born only 8 days, no, yeah, 8 days after you. Same name and everything. It's pretty crazy. That's mad.
That's a madness.
Ollie's jealous. That. Ollie wishes he was a lieutenant general.
Yeah, my one's
and not a hairdressing salon in Australia. Yeah, true.
Oh. No, I got nothing, bro.
Thomas Paine.
I'm nothing.
Bring the pain. That's crazy. Yeah. Huh.
What a crazy bit of business that is, isn't it?
What would you, if you were forced to name a child, what would you call it?
Forced.
Well, like, I'm not...
I've named this child.
No, I mean, like, I'm not asking you whether you'd have a child or get into that. I just mean, like, if you had to name a kid. It didn't have to be your kid. You're just forced to name a kid. So you either set him up to fail or you, you know. Probably after, like, a Bud brand, right? Like, Corona.
Corona?
Call him.
I don't know. Something like Tom.
Kid 3.
Kid 3.
That's a good name. Kid 3. Child.
Child. Little shit.
Boy. And his first name is Boy. And his second name is Human. Come hither, human child.
Boy.
Human child with a hyphen. Boy, human,
human
child.
Human child.
He's Boy. Boy, human child.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Human Child. And then you grow up and you're still called Human Child. It's a cool
Rufus.
Name. Doofus.
Rufus.
Rufus.
No one's fucking bullying a Rufus.
Rufus, human child.
Bruce.
Bruce,
you're not bullying a Bruce either, are you?
I suppose, but then again, if you give him, I don't know, you want to get him like a middle of the road name because you make him sound tough and they're not tough. They could get into fights they can't handle.
True. Lanky kid called Bruce.
Yeah. Cheddar is a good name.
Cheddar.
Human child.
Tapper.
Name's Cheddar.
Tapper.
Tapper.
Tapper. Yeah, it's Danish for Tapper. Brave.
Tapper. Is that his second name? Like Ass Tapper.
Tapper.
Ass Tapper. Name's Ashley Tapper. Come ass.
Ashtray.
Ashtray is a good name. Ashtray. Ashtray, human child. At your service. I could fuck with that. Yeah. I don't know if I'm saying my second name right as well. Because, like, it's Callanan. But as far as I've, like, been alive, I tend to just see it written. Because I'm the only Callanan on this side of the earth. Because my dad's obviously in Australia. So... I don't know, like, is it Callanan? And I've just been saying Callanan because that's how I've spelled it growing up.
Callanan.
Callanan. Jake Callanan. Could be. When I'm Callanan Windows.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, Callanan. I sound like I'm putting too much emphasis on the nan because it'd be like Callanan. Callanan.
How would you say it?
Don't know, never heard him say it. That I know of. I don't mean like he's like, he's not absconded. I just mean I don't know. I've not heard him say his own. Oh, maybe I have actually. Maybe he said something like "Raw Callanans." Us Callanans are pretty strong, eh? Something like that. Maybe he said that in the past.
Crikey.
Maybe an Aussie accent. Callanan kind of works. Callanan. When you know, you say Callanan.
Callanan.
Remind myself of that meme, you know, where that boy is like, "I'm not having a very nice time." Have you seen that? It's like from some kids show, and he's like, "I'm not having a very good time. I'm trying." I can't remember what he says, but he's proper like, he's just not having a good time. He looks very pale.
Shocking.
And he's very northern. Yeah. But yeah, we need to get some special guests on in the next few episodes. It's going to be the plan, isn't it? Get some special guests.
Get some people in.
People we know.
See what they're doing, what they're up to.
Friends of the You What cast.
Yeah. We'll talk about random topics with them. Might ask them silly questions. Stuff like, yeah, no, Jake, what's your shower routine?
Don't wash my legs very much from about here down. Obviously, lather the shoulders, lather the chest.
For the podcast viewers, he pointed, like, just above his waistline.
To the...
he's cultivating
good
stuff
one,
down
good
there.
One. For anyone listening, not the podcast viewers, they can see where I pointed. Podcast listeners, I pointed to about 3/4 way down my thigh because you do your upper body and all your groin and stuff and then you wash your hair and then... I just feel like I never really... Sometimes I rub my shins like I'm in a play pretending. But really, anything from the knee down, because my feet will kind of wash themselves on the bottom of the bath because it's got that surface.
No, they don't.
And the water will put... You do. And then, like, your shins and your calves wash. And then, like, anything above the middle of my thigh, I'll wash by hand because you've got to keep yourself clean in that area. And then my armpits and my body and my shoulders and my hair all get done. But I just think from the knee down, it's just the effect of showering cleans that bit. You know? I think that's a thing. How often do you like rub your actual carving thigh, sorry, carving shin in the shower?
Every time I have a shower.
What, you lift your leg up and like?
Yeah.
I just don't
or
do
I bend
that.
Down.
Do I bend down, but I don't do past my knee. Because
I get in between my toes.
This area is a super low key area, man. It's fine. My feet, I get it. But every time you have a shower, your feet come out clean. They do. Like, I can go into the shower and my feet may be like a little dirty because I've walked barefoot around.
Nah, but
I've got to
get in between your toes, mate. Get after
your
foot.
But I bath quite a lot as well, so maybe that's why. Like, I wash in between my toes in a bath. So.
I had a bath in ages.
I love a good bath. It's getting a bit warmer now, so bath's going to be less on the cards. More of a winter thing for me.
I'm efficient with my showers. I'm in an hour and 5 minutes.
Do I have a rainforest bath?
No, nah, that can't be arsed.
You have a bath and then you run the shower.
I'd have
as well.
No interest.
Just have like a waterfall in the water and you're like,
yeah, no,
you
I
put
have
on
no
like
interest
a Michael Jackson song. What about us? And you're like,
ah. I just.
It's great.
I only wash my hair once a or maybe four times a month.
Okay.
And then, but like when I do it, it will be shampoo first. Wash that fuck out. Shower, put my conditioner on.
Yeah.
Then shower gel, then wash it all off. Efficiently.
That makes sense.
And then I'm out.
It is, I think I've been washing my hair recently, like nearly every day. Not meant to, it's just things come up and I thought, oh, I better wash my hair. And then it gets really greasy quickly because I'm washing it too often. You're not meant to wash it every day. But then because, say, I'll wash it and the next day I shouldn't wash it again, but it's already greasy now because I've been doing it so often and I've got something important where I don't want to look greasy.
Yeah.
So I wash it again, like fuck it. So I need to have a couple of days where I've not got anything on, where it doesn't matter if my hair looks greasy. Let it be greasy for a few days and then wash it and get the schedule split up again. But I think four times a month, maybe like a few more times, maybe like, I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's right actually, because like once a week.
I put salt in it as well.
Oh, that's cool. That's fair then. Because like once a week's a good sort of rhythm, I think. Maybe twice a week if you're doing something you need to wash it. I don't know.
Definitely not.
I'm just having problems with washing my hair too often at the moment. It's fine. It looks fine, but then when I wake up the next morning, my hair's really greasy because, like, yeah, probably a lot of oil buildup and stuff. Anyway, enough about my hair. This has been episode 2.
It has.
In episode 3, we'll obviously have some more structured content. Going to get a few things planned out, a couple of scenarios and jumping off points we want to talk about. And hopefully a special guest for the next episode.
We should have a guest next one.
Pending, because we're gonna see what's going on with that. And but either way, we'll be back with you next week and we'll be delivering another episode as planned. Yeah. So yeah, this has been You What Podcast, or You What Cast. Shout us on Instagram at You What Cast or any other social media. We're on all of them.
All of it.
You What Cast. The same thing everywhere.
Yeah.
Ollie May. Ollie_VenturesMetal on Instagram. And my other co-host, Richard Taylor. That's OJ Roach on Instagram.
He did the peace sign.
He did the peace sign for our listeners.
You know.
Hear that peace sign. And
hear that.
I'm Jake Callanan, Jake.Callanan on Instagram. And this has been You What Podcast.
You What?
Yeah, man.
To the best.